Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Trailblazers coach and Basketball Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups appearing in Brooklyn federal court this morning, and he pleaded not guilty to the money laundering and wire fraud conspiracy charges that stemmed from rigged poker games he was allegedly involved with.
He's a five-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, and coach of the Portland Trailblazers. But today, Chauncey Billups is a defendant in a case charging him and others with profiting from mafia-rigged poker games. Billups goes before a federal judge this morning to be arraigned on money laundering and conspiracy charges. Prosecutors say Billups was a so-called face card in high-stakes card games that mob members fixed with technology that counted cards and read players' hands. Prosecutors say unsuspecting players lost millions and Billups took a cut. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A deadly stabbing in Manhattan this morning. It happened just after 3 a.m. inside 36 Overlook Terrace in Hudson Heights. Cops found the 80-year-old man with several stab wounds to the neck and abdominal area. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made, but an investigation is ongoing. Firefighters are putting the pressure on City Hall, demanding answers after they discovered boxes of Ground Zero toxin records.
The president of the Uniformed Firefighters Association, Andrew Ansbrough, said the union wants to know if someone at City Hall gave the order to hide the documents that he believes could have changed treatment plans, sped up diagnoses, and maybe even saved lives. Last year, lawyers for the city asked a judge to throw out a FOIL request, claiming no records were found. But nearly 70 boxes surfaced after City Councilwoman Gail Brewer pushed through legislation ordering the city's Department of Investigation to probe what the city knew about the toxins at Ground Zero that have sickened or killed first responders and when they knew it. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And police are investigating after a 24-year-old man was shot and killed last night in front of an apartment building in the Bronx. Officers responding to a call found the man in front of 160 West 174th Street in Morris Heights right around 8 p.m. with multiple gunshot wounds to the head. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died of his injuries. We don't have many details about the shooting, but police say multiple people are now in custody and the investigation is ongoing. A hearing is underway at City Hall on what could become a major shift for outdoor dining in New York.
Lincoln Ressler has been leading the council effort. He says the goals, to cut red tape, fees lowered, and let smaller businesses take part as well.
Outdoor dining is a good thing, and we want more restaurants to participate in it. And that's why we need to make the program year-round.
As the push to get this passed continues, Andrew Ridgey of the New York City Hospitality Alliance hopeful this does get to the finish line.
New Yorkers and visitors love dining al fresco. We know that the roadway cafes are great because they generate more revenue for our small businesses. They let us create more jobs.
Now, as to these proposed changes to outdoor dining, the mayor-elect Mamdani says he's on board. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A scary start to the holiday week in Times Square, where there was a fatal stabbing earlier today.
A man laying in the street here in front of the NNR subway station in the Barclays building at 49th and 7th. He had been stabbed repeatedly in the back and leg and didn't make it. He was pronounced dead at Bellevue. And as the police investigation was going on, this man briefly spoke with me as he was headed to work up the block.
So I don't feel like there's really nothing to worry about. It's just that there is a couple of few foolish individuals that know no better when it comes to the law or what to do when it comes to doing the right thing.
In terms of that police investigation, the NYPD, more than 4 hours talking to any possible witnesses and reviewing surveillance cameras as they try to track down who did this. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at 49th and 7th.
Better bathrooms in city parks. That will be the call at a rally today ahead of a city council Parks and Rec oversight hearing. Kathy Parker Price of New Yorkers for Parks says they're asking the council to allocate $25 million to this to do better.
We want cleaner bathrooms. We want them open longer. We want them open when they're scheduled to be open. And we want functioning drinking fountains as well.
She tells 1010 Winds that many public bathrooms and water fountains are in bad shape, and it's critical to make those areas cleaner and more reliable. Earlier this year, the city council passed a bill to double the number of public bathrooms in the city. And out on Long Island, a man is now facing multiple charges after police say he waved a knife at drivers in Garden City. Nassau County police say it happened near Old Country Road and Albany Avenue around 2:20 yesterday afternoon. Officers responded, and when they tried to take 33-year-old Kenneth Edwards into custody, they say he became combative. One officer was hurt during that struggle and taken to a local hospital. Edwards is now charged with assault, menacing, weapons possession, obstructing governmental administration, and resisting arrest. He's expected to be arraigned today. A longtime head over at Port Authority is stepping down. Rick Cotton, who led major rebuilds at LaGuardia, Newark, and JFK, will retire in January after more than 8 years as executive director. He is the longest serving leader of the agency in more than 75 years, appointed originally by then Governor Andrew Cuomo and kept in the role by Governor Kathy Hochul. Under his watch, LaGuardia's $8 billion rebuild was completed. Newark's Terminal A opened, and a $19 billion overhaul of JFK is now underway. There's also new work starting on the $11 billion Port Authority bus terminal. Hochul called his tenure extraordinary. No word yet on who will replace him.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.